The construction of Interstate 99 over Center County's Skytop Mountain has been stalled for almost 3 years, ever since excavations turned up acid-bearing rocks that threaten area trout streams and groundwater. On today's Take Note, we bring you up to date on the cleanup controversy. Cynthia Berger talks with Center Daily Times reporter Mike Joseph.
The acid rock problem on Route 99 at Skytop has dominated headlines in Blair and Center counties lately. Center Daily Times reporter Mike Joseph has been following the story closely, and he's here to help us take an in-depth look at the issue. Mike, welcome to Take Note, and thanks for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
For anybody who's been kind of living under a rock for the past 6 years, let's just review which stretch of highway we're talking about. Where is it, and what does it go to and from?
Well, we're talking about 1.5 miles of still uncompleted I-99 at Skytop Mountain, which is the Bald Eagle Ridge. It's about 5 miles west of State College on Route 322.
And the specific stretch of road with the acid rock problem, acid rock is this shorthand that people seem to be using for the problem. When they started digging at that site, it's not actually that they dug up acid rock. They found something else that's causing an acid problem. Explain that a little more.
Well, they dug up rock that is laced with pyrite, a mineral, iron sulfide. And that mineral, when it's exposed to air and water, there's a chemical reaction, and it produces sulfuric acid. The sulfur in the iron sulfide produces sulfuric acid, which can dissolve metals, iron, aluminum, magnesium. And when dissolved metals get into water, it can contaminate water and cause problems.
So right now we have these enormous mountains of turned up rock and dirt sitting there. And what's been the impact so far? There's been a little bit of local contamination.
The impact depends to a large extent on how much rain comes down, because the water is part of the chemical reaction. 30 residential wells have sulfate levels in them. Sulfate is a salt that's produced by the sulfuric acid. And those wells have high but not excessively high levels of sulfate. 8 homeowners are being furnished with bottled water by the state because the sulfate levels in their water is too high. On the spoil piles and fill areas themselves, there are monitoring wells where the sulfate levels are very high, and that's because water being tested in those wells hasn't been treated as some of the other water.
So this has the potential to be a huge problem. It's also going to be very expensive to fix. They haven't actually settled on a solution for fixing yet. The $64,000 question that everybody wants to know is, how could this have happened? Take us back to the beginning of the project. How could they start such a large excavation and not realize there was going to be a problem?
Well, the turning points in the project can go back 15 years, but to get at when they started uncovering the pyrite will take us back to, I'll start at 1996, when the state produced an environmental impact statement required by federal law that concluded there was no threat from acid rock drainage from the project. In 1998, when they were designing the road...
Well, 96, they concluded there was no risk. That was based on what data?
Well, it was based on data produced by environmental engineers without extensive core borings, but significant work. Cost millions of dollars to produce this document. It's about 10 inches thick and weighs about 10 pounds. But the conclusion was no big problem from acid rock drainage. They knew there was some pyrite there. The Penn State geologists have known it for decades, take classes out there. But they didn't think it was going to be as severe as it turned out to be.
Mm-hmm. And then you're saying then in 1998, what happened?
Well, in 1998, they spent tens more million dollars to design the highway project, and they had an engineering firm drill core borings into the road corridor that they planned to excavate, and those core borings turned up only one sample that had a lot of acid-producing rock in it, and they decided that was an isolated pocket, how the PennDOT geologists characterized their thinking to me at that time. But because they found that one little pocket, they did more core borings than they otherwise would have and concluded that still it was not a problem. What they didn't do, Cynthia, is they didn't do many horizontal core borings through the strata that might have come to some pyrite and give them a different conclusion.
They were digging straight down instead of sort of going sideways through. Explain why that makes a difference.
Well, the mountain formation that took place, it crushed a lot of things together, and the strata turned up vertically. And so by drilling vertically in vertical layers, you might miss a layer or two.
Oh, okay. So instead of like a bunch of books spread out flat on the table, you have them stacked up the way they'd be aligned on a shelf. And so if one book represents one layer of pyrite, you know, if you didn't happen to go right down through that, you'd miss it.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So should somebody have thought to dig horizontally? Is that a reasonable mistake?
Well, it turns out to have been a reasonable mistake. I think they did take one or two horizontal core borings, but not enough, apparently, to show them how much pyrite and how highly concentrated it was. One of the problems is that the mining protocols and the highway construction protocols in the state are separate, or at least were separate at that time. And so while mining operators have to take horizontal core borings to find such vertical strata, the road builders, PennDOT, wasn't accustomed to doing that, didn't have to do that. It wasn't expected of them.
So it's just like they're always telling university departments, you need more interdisciplinary interaction.
Well, there's been a communication issue between two of the big bureaucracies in the state, the Department of Transportation and the Department of Environmental Protection. It's supposed to be a normal tension between these two bureaucracies, because one tears into the environment and one gets paid to protect the environment.
So now we've got these enormous spoil piles sitting there. They're covered with plastic to keep them from leaching into the groundwater. They've tried a couple of things to clean them up, and just remind us of what's been done so far.
The first thing that was done was they left the piles uncovered for quite a while, longer than a year, and they tried to capture the runoff and treat the runoff in treatment ponds with a highly alkaline agent, sodium hydroxide, that would neutralize the equally strong acidic runoff that they had. It wasn't so effective because some of the treatment ponds would wash over in a heavy rain and get into Buffalo Run. So they put vinyl coverings, 18 acres of vinyl coverings on spoil piles and fill area to keep the rain off. They're talking now about when they might have to replace that temporary covering. They have to do a little patching now, but they might last another year if need be.
And then, of course, we had the recent proposed $40 million plan to ship a lot of this stuff to Indiana County, and I think you said that's temporarily off the table, but might not be entirely off the table?
Well, PennDOT officially says it's on hold. They interrupted the permit application process, which was in the second half of a 30-day period, but they stopped it short of a public meeting that was sure to be have a lot of anger from Indiana County residents, who wondered reasonably why Center County's problem should be trucked through their neighborhoods to put in their backyards.
I just want to go back in time again. I think if we're trying to establish where does culpability fall. I heard that in 1998, Representative Bud Schuster added a rider to a highway money bill that affected the initial environmental review of the project.
It did. There's no telling how much impact it had, but it's certainly something that may have had an impact on what happened. His rider, he was the chairman of the House Department of the House Transportation Committee, a very powerful position. And as he engineered a nationwide highway funding bill through Congress, he included a rider, 2 or 3 sentences in the bill, that in effect made it illegal for federal agencies such as the Federal Highway Administration and the Army Corps of Engineers to have oversight on the I-99 project.
That's a highly unusual and irregular thing to do.
It is, because these federal agencies are normally have this right because it's 80% federal money that is building the road. And so that's where they get their authority to do this normally.
So between the initial cost of trying to build the road and the potential cleanup costs, one statistic I've heard is that this is going to be the most expensive highway, if you calculate cost per mile, of any highway in the interstate highway system. Give us some numbers there.
The numbers are pretty astounding. For this 1.5-mile section of road, the original contract was for $39.3 million, and most of that expense was in digging up so much of the mountaintop. PennDOT has, on the cleanup, PennDOT has already spent more than $10 million. The proposals to both truck a lot of the rocks to Indiana County and treat the rest of it here would have added up to $40 million and may still.
So about $90 million for a mile and a half of highway.
Yes.
So $60 million per mile compared to a typical highway per mile cost of?
Ranges from $15 to $25 million typically.
Those are pretty scary
numbers.
It's more than
twice.
I know you came here today fresh from a meeting with folks at PennDOT and DEP. Where do you think this is going to all end? Do you see a solution in sight for cleaning up the mess?
It seems to me that I'm sure PennDOT is back to making a choice between two locations for the material that they intend to move. I think the abandoned mine in Indiana County is still on the books, but I think PennDOT's going to be taking a better and more serious look at locating it in Center County. They do intend to remove it from the Buffalo Run side of Skytop because of the karst geology in the ground there that could convey a lot of acidic material into groundwater.
Well, Mike, I have a million more questions, and I'm sure all our listeners do, but I'm afraid we're out of time. We've been talking with Center Daily Times reporter Mike Joseph about the acid rock cleanup efforts on Interstate 99. Mike, thanks for the information.
Oh, you're welcome, Cynthia.